and softball action live from the Great Lakes Valley Conference Softball Tournament on the William Jewell College Sports Network, brought to you by Wickland's Car Star of Liberty. And our first round game today is against a powerful opponent, the University of Indianapolis. They're number 2 in the nation. They've been number 1 for stretches this year. They are 46-3, and they bring to the circle Morgan Foley, a 3-time All-American from Louisville, Kentucky, 35-2 this year with a 0.77 ERA. And welcome to Illinois. I'm Rick Cole. We're glad you can join us on the William Jewell College Sports Network today. The Cardinals certainly have their hands full, but they have certainly played well against Foley the last couple of times they've seen her, including defeating her in Liberty a couple of years ago. She has been a tremendous player for the Great Lakes Valley Conference and, of course, for the University of Indianapolis. Well, here is an all-conference selection, Maddie Giles, to meet her to start this ball game. The sophomore center fielder is hitting 307 this year with 3 home runs and 21 RBI. And Foley's first pitch fouled out of play over the third base side. Defensively, Jenny Thompson, a senior, catches with Emma Varsbergs at third base, Taylor Wack at short, Katie Kelly at second, and Cassie Reed at first. The pitch skips into the dirt, and the count is 1-1. Erica Goodwin in left field for the Greyhounds, Jesse Noon in center, and Natalie Lalich in right field. The left-handed hitter lines one toward left field. It's curving toward foul territory and caught by the left fielder just outside the foul line as Erica Goodwin makes the catch for the first out. So hit hard and on a line, but a slight curve didn't curve it enough out of the reach of Goodwin, and there's one down in the top of the first inning. In the first round, the higher-seeded teams are the home teams. After the first round, then, it becomes a coin flip to see who will be the home team. There is a strike to Lenny Greenstreet, who was also an all-conference selection this year, a 368 average, 4 home runs and 14 RBI. Their left-handed hitter faces the right-handed All-American pitcher, Morgan Foley, who fires a strike over the outside corner. No balls, 2 strikes to Lenny Greenstreet. Burke Bernard waits on deck as the pitch misses outside. The Cardinals is a team hitting 282 with 48 home runs. In fact, they've hit one more home run than Indianapolis, but Indy's team average, 322. Off-speed pitch misses just outside, and the count goes to 2-2. A slightly closed stance. Foley delivers, a swing and a miss. Down goes Lenny Greenstreet, and there are 2 outs. Cardinals split with McKendree 5-1, winning and then losing 9-0 Saturday. On Sunday with Illinois Springfield, they won the first game 9-1 in 6 innings and then lost 2-0 in 9 innings. Burke Bernard takes a strike over the outside corner. Foley works very quickly. She looks in at Thompson. They're on the same page, and she fires and misses low and outside. Rick Bernard, what a year. 431 leading the team, 9 home runs leading the team, 49 RBI leading the team. There's a check swing for a strike. Just a sophomore, Rick Bernard. In the running for the most valuable player in the conference. Pitch misses low and away. But only a second-team all-conference selection. You can make your own decision about that. The pitch from Foley popped up just wide of the third base bag. Over in foul territory is Emma Varsbergs to make the catch, and the inning comes to a close. So a couple of foul outs and a strikeout in the first inning. The Cardinals go in order here in the GLVC Championship. So now it will be Shelby McGraw going to the circle. Cardinals go down in order against Morgan Foley of Indianapolis here to start the ball game. And now as the home team, Indianapolis hits against right-hander Shelby McGraw. McGraw is 15-16 with a 3.15 ERA. It's her 29th start of the year. She has 22 complete games and 2 shutouts. Katie Kelly, a first-team all-conference player and a junior, steps up. A 360 average with 4 home runs, 29 runs knocked in. McGraw will be working, of course, with Aaron Creamer behind the plate, the senior catcher. Anna Biondo, a freshman, at third with Megan Barnes at shortstop. Brooke Bernard at second. There is a ground ball to Biondo. She goes to her left and makes a strong throw across to retire Katie Kelly after one pitch. On the right side of the infield, it's Brooke Menard at second and Phoebe DeBoer at first. In center field, Maddie Giles. In left is the senior stalwart defensively, Morgan Olson. And Lena Greenstreet in right. Here's the pitch, and it's just wide of the outside part of the plate to the left-handed hitting Erica Goodwin. Goodwin's a senior with a 317 average. The right-hander to the plate, and there's a strike called by home plate umpire Brenda Garibaldi. Tony Sullivan will be the first base umpire today, and Dennis Price at third base. Goodwin stands in there, shows bunt, and takes the pitch for a strike. One ball, two strikes to Erica Goodwin. Goodwin's a 5-1 senior from Indianapolis. Looks at a ball down low, 2-2. Cardinals in Indianapolis played on March 13th. And Cardinals lost to Foley and the Greyhounds, 2-1. Here's a ground ball to the hole, and Megan Barnes is there. She backhands and fires across for the out. So Goodwin is retired by Barnes, two up, two down in the first inning with no score. And Jesse Noon is the next hitter. The sophomore was a second-team all-conference selection this year after hitting 370. Indianapolis known for Megan Foley in the circle, but they hit the softball very well. A 322 team average, 322 with 47 home runs. Jesse Noon takes the ball, and now the 1-0 pitch is on the way. She swings through a fastball. It's 1-1. Look in toward Creamer and McGraw, the right-hander to the plate, a sinker that misses down low. Two balls and one strike. We're outside today and right behind the right shoulder of Aaron Creamer. So with these right-handed hitters, it's very easy to see the movement on the ball. A swing and a miss. That looked like a fastball. And Noon has a count of 2-2 on her. Nobody on base. There hasn't been a runner yet here in the bottom of the first inning. And no score. Cardinals wearing all black uniforms today. There's a swing and a miss by Noon. Down she goes on strikes. And Indianapolis goes down 1-2-3 in their half of the inning. So nobody has reached base yet after one full inning. And we go to the top of the second with the Cardinals hitting. A quick first inning, and now the Cardinals will hit against Morgan Foley again. It'll be DeBoer, Pauline, and McGraw for the Cardinals. East Side Center here in Peoria. We're playing on the showcase field, field number one. It's 200 down the lines, and they don't have center field marked. I'm going to guess it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 210. The Brown hitters backup, if you will, lines the fence, but then a big hillside behind it is more of a batter's eye than anything else. Some playable area and foul territory just parallel to the plate, and then it narrows down as we get down toward the corners and the fence. Here's Phoebe DeBoer stepping in and taking a strike from Morgan Foley. Phoebe at 291, 7 home runs though, and 32 RBI. Morgan Foley is a right-hander, and she fires a riser past DeBoer, who swings and misses 0-2. Morgan Foley, boy, you can talk about her all day, but she has set so many records. She'll be a 4-time All-American after this season ends. She was the 2014 Pitcher of the Year nationally. Misses here to DeBoer. She was the Conference Pitcher of the Year this year, edging out the UMSL pitcher who has pitched so well, Hannah Perryman. A fastball misses outside in the count 2-2 to DeBoer, a right-handed hitter. DeBoer, a sophomore. An even stance up in the box a little bit as Foley delivers in a foul ball to the backstop. About 45 feet from the plate to the backstop here, just as it is in most parks. A little bit wider foul territory to each side, and then as we said, it narrows down as you get towards center field. Here's a base hit past the shortstop in the hole, and Phoebe DeBoer is the first runner of the ballgame. So DeBoer hits it hard on the ground past shortstop Taylor Weck, and the Cardinals have their first runner on. Dustin Combs said something in the pregame interview that really caught my ear. He talked about productive at-bats. Well, now Nona Pauline has a chance to have a productive at-bat. Of course, getting a base hit is being productive, but now she has a chance to move that runner as a fastball swung on and missed by the right-handed senior. No score, top of the second inning. Softball 7 innings, of course. Foley to the plate and misses high. 52 degrees, a wind blowing toward right field, but not much of a wind. It's died down a little bit this morning. And there's a fastball swung out and missed. So Pauline in the hole, 0-2 with DeBoer at first base, nobody out. Shelby McGraw on the on-deck circle. Signs from Jenny Thompson, and a reach and a miss on a swing by Pauline, and she's down on strikes for the first out. Second strikeout for Morgan Foley. What was it, 2 years ago here, we watched them play Rockhurst, and she struck out 30 in an extra inning game, an NCAA all-levels record. A rise ball swung on and missed by Shelby McGraw, who is hitting 257 this year. Cardinals have a runner on and one out. Fastball misses down low. I think, though, even more amazing than the 30 strikeouts is her 21 strikeouts in a 7-inning game. You play extra innings, you've got more chances to strike people out. Swing and a miss. Shelby went after a pitch just outside the zone, outside the plate, and the count 1-1. But to fan all 21 you face, that's pretty impressive. Again, another outside pitch. It was 1-2. Let me correct myself, and Shelby swings and misses for the second out. So the Cardinals have been helping out Foley a little bit, chasing some pitches outside, and with two outs, DeBoer stays at first base for Aaron Creamer. The senior catcher digs in, and she takes a pitch on the outside edge for a strike. That ball just barely got the black of the plate. And again, I've got a great viewpoint of it. There's a pitch that's outside and maybe a little bit high to Creamer, who's hit 227 this year with five home runs. Foley delivers and a swing and a miss. She changed speeds that time, and Aaron was off balance. 1-2 with two outs. DeBoer has singled and is at first base. Foley works quickly, a swing and miss on a pitch on the outside edge, and Creamer is down swinging, and Foley has struck out the side after giving up a base hit. One hit for the Cardinals. It was DeBoer's shot through the hole, but no runs. An inning and a half in the books.